Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Moon Magic with your hosts, Jeanette and David Ewing. And tonight, we are starting the first in our new series of rituals where our ritual shows will be at or around the new moon of every month.
Are we finally getting to do this now after COVID and everything else?
Right.
yeah, we were going to start doing these back in April.
And actually a little bit before that.
Yeah.
But we've had family health crises to contend with. And then in April, you can explain what happened.
I went to New York for work at the end of March. I spent my birthday up there in New York working, and I came back home on April Fool's Day, and fools for us, I brought back the COVID, and we were both sick and kind of hurting a bit there in a good chunk of April. So we're just going to write off April and pretend it didn't happen, because it really didn't for us.
So, yes, we were moderately miserable. Is that a good way of putting it?
I think so.
Miserable.
It hit us like a bad cold, but it was like a bad cold, and it was just not fun. And it kind of lingered for a while for us. So,
right.
Yeah.
So between that and just a bunch of other things that happened, we got off on a light start with our directional change for our show formats. And we're doing things in a similar fashion. We call the quarters, we honor our deities, but we really needed to do something different. We wanted to focus on something different and not just do an identical rehash, but just happening on a new moon instead of near or at the full moon. So we racked our brains and looked at different sources of materials, of ways to do things, and different ways to honor the beginning of a lunation, because that's the technical term for a lunar cycle. And we came up with this. And in a lot of traditions, people have a tendency to incorporate astrological correspondences with a number of things that they do with ritual work or spell work or what have you. And when one looks at astrological calendars and movements of heavenly bodies, one of the things that does happen is that you'll see a planetary or astrological, or specifically the astrological influence that will move in and out of, I guess, our sphere of interaction.
Yeah.
It's probably not the right way of putting it. Sphere of influence, that's the term. And there are times when planets will also be direct or retrograde, and there are planets that are also associated with the different astrological signs. And so where we are starting for the lunation or the lunar cycle that covers most of the month of June is for the new moon that actually happened at the end of May. It was on May 30th. So on that day, the new moon was in Gemini. And Gemini is ruled by Mercury and associated with the element of air. And there's some other, there are some specific things that are associated with Gemini as well. But if you're kind of taking a holistic approach, there are different influences associated with Mercury. Mercury the planet, Mercury the god of communication and messages. And so what we're going to do on this show tonight is we're going to set our intentions for this particular lunar cycle, and we're going to focus on those particular aspects that are associated with Gemini and Mercury and the element of air. And unlike what happened last month, and there's different schools of thought on full moons where there is a partial lunar eclipse that happens. Depending on what source you read, it can make things more potentially energetically topsy-turvy or heavier or what have you. But for Gemini, especially being associated with air, things are lighter. So you have a lighter tone. You can take some time to work on increasing your creativity, work on communication, work on or set intentions related to connections, creating connections, creating new connections. And another thing I've seen in several different sites is this concept of speaking your truth. I've seen it a couple different places, and I thought this would be an interesting thing to also incorporate. And so for this month, I've got our setup that we've used in the past. I do have just a single white candle to represent the goddess. I've got my elemental candles in my big glass-painted jelly jars with just a tea light in there. Anymore, I don't really trust the cats to not do something stupid and walk near even a smaller tea light, so or even using the half-inch, the 4-inch tall mini spell candles, because sometimes our cats are just not the brightest bulbs in the box. So these days I'm tending to use these, which I've used inside and outside. They're quite useful in that regard, and I created them, painted them up quite a long time ago. Another weird thing that I've done over the years, it's been like this for a few years now, is I've started collecting these little stone animals, and they're made out of things like, some are made out of certain stones like a tiger's eye or onyx or maybe obsidian. Others are stones there's probably jaspers here, maybe different kinds of agates. Several of these are made out of, was it the picture jasper?
I think so.
Yeah. I have several that look like that, and just variations of things like that. So now I have my little animal menagerie, and I have different animals associated with the sacred directions and certain elements. Animals like seals, and I found one the other day at this cool little store in Greensboro, North Carolina, that had a wide variety of stones and all kinds of just basic magical supplies. And what's the name of the store? Terra Blue is the name of the store.
It's a nice store. Really cool.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff in there. And I've never seen it anywhere else. It's a little stone stingray.
Oh, yeah.
And I have them sitting in the west near the crab. I have a little crab and a little dolphin and a little seal. So those are part of my west. I've got birds of different kinds in the east. I've got I have a black cat, and I have a, kind of looks like a mountain lion, made out of tiger's eye, in the south. I've got bears in the north. I have a wolf in the north. I have buffaloes also kind of in my westerly-ish direction. So I have this growing menagerie of animals on the central altar, and I have stones that also represent, for me, represent the various sacred directions and elements and stuff. So we're going to do what we've done before with some of our basic elements of our ritual. And we're going to start by taking some nice deep breaths. Get ourselves nice and grounded. Sit on the floor or put your feet flat on the floor that you're in. Or if you're outside, all the better. Our backyard tends to be too loud for such things. And we also have a series of pretty intense thunderstorms moving through our area. So we are inside, but we are in the lowest level of our house, in our basement, which is where we do all of our stuff. So take some moments, take some nice deep breaths, and as you do so, imagine and feel with each cleansing breath, feel the energy, the stresses of the day moving through your body, down through the center of your body, out, down your legs, to the bottoms, the soles of your feet, and just let that trickle into the ground below, through the layers of the building you are in, to the ground beneath, so that Mother Earth absorbs and transforms that energy into another purpose. And as I cast my circle, as I've done before, imagine yourself being surrounded by a brilliant, bright light that feels warm, comforting, protecting, soothing, and safe for you. Imagine it in front of and in behind you, to your left and your right, above and below. And you can be a clear white, yellow, blue, or really any color that is meaningful for you. Feel it kind of swirling and moving around you in the space that you are in. and take a deep breath and push that light outward so that now this bubble of light, bright energy, is now encompassing the room that you are in, above and below, all around you. Take another deep breath and exhale and push that energy out a little bit farther so that now the place where you live is now inside of this bubble. And then push that light a little bit, that energy a little bit out, just a little bit more, so that now, not only the building, but the land that your building is on, whether it's a townhouse, or an apartment, or condo, or single home, have that energy, and that brilliant, wonderful light encompassing the land of the place that you are in the here and now. And as you focus on that, send out a single tendril of light out into the cosmos, to the boundaries of our planet and into the space that is the time and space beyond. And feel yourself being connected to your tribe, your community, your circle, your coven or grove, those that you call family. And know that you are connected in the here and now and in the time to come. Our circle is cast, and we are between the worlds. Blessed be.
Blessed be. You give her medals tonight than we usually use.
There's a story for that. We'll tell it at the end.
There was a child involved.
Yes, there was a wee child involved. So we're going to focus our attention on the east, the home of the rising sun. And for many, the sacred direction of east and the element of air. We call to spirit, the spirits, elementals, and guardians of east and air. We ask that you bless us, aid us in hearing our messages, in sending our messages and prayers to our deities, our elementals, and our ancestors, and allow us to open our minds to hear and listen to those messages from our ancestors and our deities. Keep our minds focused and sharp. and let us feel the winds of change as they bring us new opportunities in our life. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be. We turn our attention to the south, the home of the noonday sun, where the sun is highest and brightest in the sky. And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred fires to join us in our circle tonight. We ask that you bless us in aiding us to have the courage to speak our truth and to provide that spark of creativity to help us find new things, new opportunities, new friends, new connections, to aid us on our life's journey. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be. We turn our attention to the west, to the home of the setting sun. And we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and the sacred element of water into our circle tonight. We ask that you bless us with the powers of compassion, empathy, intuition, and to aid us in pursuing better mental health and well-being as we navigate the troubled waters of our time, and to keep us safe in your warm, welcoming embrace. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And now we turn our attention to the north, to midnight, the darkest time of the evening. And we welcome our spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth into our circle tonight. And we ask that you bless us with strength, aiding us in maintaining our physical health or increasing our physical health, for helping us to stay grounded, for giving us stability. Providing that physical sustenance that we all need to survive. Spirit, elementals, and guardians of the north and the earth, we welcome you. Blessed be. Now we turn to the center and we focus our intentions and attentions to the moon and our goddesses associated with the moon. The moon, which is only 4% full, but slowly waxing on this night. And we invite goddesses of the moon by many different names and many different cultures to join us in this circle, to lend us your energies, and to aid us to open our minds and hearts so that we can hear your messages and feel your power grow in us as you transit through the sky, becoming larger and more full towards the full moon cycle of this month. Goddesses of many names, Grandmother Moon, Artemis, Luna, Selene, Caridwin, Hecate, and many others by many different names. Bless us, protect us, guide us, and teach us. Goddesses of the moon, we welcome you. Blessed be. So let's take a few moments this evening and let's think about some things we want to work on and set our intentions on for this particular lunar cycle. For helping to increase our creativity, you can keep things as general as you like, or we can take a few moments and think about maybe something in particular you want to be more creative with, or if we want to focus on, or you want to focus on speaking your truth, maybe write down a word or a phrase you want to use as a cue for yourself, as a way to key in to that specific thing you want to focus on to speak your truth about. I mean, that's a really general thing. Speak your truth. Well, it can be all kinds of things from your life that you know maybe you've kept too silent on too long. And it can be things that are outward facing, things having to do with others, other situations, humans, relationships, etc. But it can also be something that maybe you need to speak your truth about for yourself. And it's not always something that's a negative thing. Have you done something that you're proud of, but you haven't really said that you're proud of, that's an accomplishment? That's okay too. You can speak your truth about anything. Did you finish a project at work or at home? Did you complete that big backyard project? Did you do anything that you want to speak your truth about? Are there things happening in the world that maybe you've kept silent about that you want to speak up about?
Did you just graduate?
Did you just graduate from any program, at any school, anywhere? There's all kinds of things. And lastly, are there connections you want to establish or maybe reestablish? It can be connections with old friends, new friends, spirit guides, deities, ancestors, plant or animal spirit guides. So let your thoughts wander a bit. Now I've given you all these different ideas and things to do. And we're just going to write them down on a little piece of paper. Now, since we are talking about the element of air and Gemini and Mercury, it is worth noting that if you are one of those people that have been sensitive and is sensitive to things, activities, situations when Mercury is in retrograde, it is worth noting that Mercury is going to be direct at starting at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, tonight slash technically early tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Technically it's June 3rd. So, yes. If you want to take, you can take any kind of paper. I have my faux, and it's not real parchment. You know, we don't work with animal skins anymore. This is, you know, the fake parchment paper you can find in, what do you call those?
Craft stores
or stationery stores, or the stores where you get office
supplies. Yeah, office supplies.
Yeah, you know, like Staples or whatnot. And what I did is, I have some lavender from a larger bottle I've been meaning to use up. It's a lavender essential oil. It's associated with the element of air. So I just dabbed some on the corners of this little paper. And while you can do a lot of things with intentions, you can bury them, you can write them on a leaf and let them float downstream someplace, what have you. Since we're talking about air, we're going to, once the storms move through, we'll burn these and let the element of air
blow them away
on the night. And no, I'm not worried about forest fires because it's very soggy and humid where we live right now. If you are in a fire-prone area or a drought situation where you live, be mindful of that. And you may want to just very briefly burn it, and as soon as it burns, put a lid on that fireproof container that you use. And then once those ashes are completely out, then you can either scatter them on the wind, or you can scatter them over the ground, or you can even bury them in the earth to be a little bit safer. So we have to be kind of use a little bit of common sense here with regard to this. So just take a few moments. I'm going to just write down a few phrases. Now, you don't have to burn these. Another thing you can do is use this as a reminder, and you can like set it up on your little altar area and maybe light a small candle, and you know, tea lights and the mini spell candles, even birthday candles are great for this.
Oh, yeah.
As working on a daily intention. So if there's something that you want to work on, by seeing it there, it gives you the opportunity to use it as a reminder so then you can work on stuff every day through this lunar cycle. And so if we want to charge these up, we can charge these up. Put these here.
Do a little chant.
Sure. Do you have any ideas, Dave?
No.
Dave has had a long day. Dave is a participant tonight.
Yes.
He's not a doer. He's just...
I'm here.
He's here.
Had a bad night and a long day.
Yep.
Okay.
New moon magic, new moon power.
There you go.
Okay?
Sure.
I'm going to use my other rattle. I like
it. It's a big tortoise shell.
Yeah, I don't remember where we got it. Probably some pagan store, someplace in our travels.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. Oh, and it's got a bone for the handle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of animal bone.
Yeah.
A little bunny fur on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, decent-sized tortoise shell. Okay.
Okay.
Let us start.
I got to the Daily Viking Museum.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes.
New moon magic. New moon power, new moon magic, 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 new moon power, new moon magic. mote it be.
So mote it be.
And as we are doing this, we have one cat in the corner. Oh, she actually did wake up for that.
Yeah.
The other one is in front of us here in the living room. Yes, his ears went backwards. He wasn't too fond of the sound.
No.
I'm kind of surprised he didn't run away. And no, they are not our...
familiar.
They're not our familiars. They're just...
They're our roommates.
They're our roommates that live here rent-free and eat all of our food. So take a moment. Let the energy sink in. Feel free to light candles if you want to that are associated with any of the endeavors you want to work on and set your intentions for this lunar cycle. And also, again, keep in mind that if there's anything really big and really significant and you're one of these people that is sensitive to Mercury in retrograde, it goes retrograde, 4 o'clock tomorrow, it goes direct, 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. At which point you can set larger intentions or something that might have more of a bigger impact starting tomorrow. And as we like to do every evening that we do our moon rituals, we keep our candles going until they kind of go out on their own, unless it's a really big candle, at which point we'll let them go, we'll let them burn for a few hours and then snuff them very late evening. So take a moment and focus on the moon goddess, the moon in her tiny but growing waxing crescent. And if you have a candle burning that represents the goddess, focus on that brightness, that light. Feel that energy, connect with that energy, then draw it in, and as the moon's crescent grows towards its zenith, that connection will grow and get stronger. And the power of your intentions will grow along with it. And so we take this moment to thank our goddesses of the moon by many different names from many different cultures. Caradwyn, Hecate, Selene, Luna, Isis, Artemis, Grandmother Moon, and by many names, other names, from many different cultures. We thank you for being with us and lending us your energies. Moon goddesses, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn our attention back to the north. The darkest of night. And we thank spirits elementals and guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth for being with us, for helping us to stay grounded, providing us with stability, strength, and for being that foundation, that rock upon which we stand. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the west, to the home of the setting sun. And we thank the nurturing, warm embrace of the waters of this planet. We thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water for being within us, for being here in our circle tonight, for lending us your energies, your powers of compassion and empathy, for aiding us with emotional and physical healing, providing us with wisdom and intuition. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the noonday sun. And we thank spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the sacred fires for being with us, for joining us in our circle, for providing that source of passion and creativity and that spark of vitality to aid us on our life's journey. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the sacred fires, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the east, to the home of the rising sun. And we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and the sacred element of air for being with us, for joining us in our circle, for aiding us in keeping our minds focused and sharp, for hearing our prayers and helping them to go on their way, to be heard by our deities and our ancestors, and for aiding us in listening to the messages of our deities, our spirit guides, our spirit helpers, and our ancestors. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you. Blessed be. and we turn our attention back to this sphere or this bubble of energy, this brilliant light that is surrounding the place where you live and where you are at in this, in the here and now. And you focus on that light and that energy. Bring that in. So that it's surrounding the home where you are living. And take another deep breath and pull that energy in. To the room that you are in. And take another deep breath. And bring that energy in to that place in the room that you are in, around your sacred space, your altar, the place where you are here for this ritual. And now bring that energy back into yourself. Feel yourself energized. Feel yourself connected to your gods, your ancestors, your tribe, your community. And know you are always connected to those people that you call family. The circle is open, but it is never broken.
Mary
Meet, Mary Park, and Mary Meet again.
Blessed be.
And in our last few moments, we're going to remind everyone of some of the quite various things going on right now at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. First and foremost, and we've talked about it, other shows have talked about it, and the deadline for registration for this is coming up tomorrow at midnight, and that is Pagan Spirit Gathering. You still have one more day to register.
Yep.
So if you do not do so by tomorrow midnight, I am not sure that they will be extending it. I have no idea one way or the other. So be mindful of that if you've not registered yet. And there are a host of different things that will be going on in the month of June at Circle. And that includes, the full moon circles. And the next full moon circle is on June 13th. That's Monday night. And it is live streamed on
Facebook.
On Facebook. At some point, they want to try to do it in person and live stream. It can be a little bit logistically challenging at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve because of the kind of internet connection they have there. So for the moment, it is still online. And closer to the time of that full moon circle, they'll have information on, like, the moon of the month and what they're doing and focusing on. Right before that, though, is on Saturday, June 11th, from 9 to 4, is Welcome Summer at Circle, on Circle Land.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of things that are done to help prepare to get things finished up. One of the things that is a big thing they do every year at Welcome Summer is they make these little spirit bags that everyone who attends PSG gets. And so if there are 800 people attending, then 800 people will all get a spirit bag.
Right. And a little bag, it's a way you're ready to act. It's got mugwort.
Yep.
And usually some other herbs.
Yep.
And a little crystal.
Yep.
In it, and you get, and it has cloth that's been specially chosen for the year.
Yep.
And you wear it. You get it when you arrive at PSG, and you wear it all week, and that's your little spirit bag to keep you connected with the rest of the community kind of thing. Yeah.
On Sunday is the Green Faith Circle, and that's always at noon Eastern, and it's a monthly Zoom meeting. There is a Green Faith Circle group, and if you go to Circle Sanctuary's website and you click on upcoming, and you see the calendar for upcoming events, there's a whole laundry list of stuff, and they have different links for all these different things to give you more information. The Green Faith Circle group, every month there'll be a theme for that, and it's all climate justice related stuff. Each month they'll have different things that you're going to be, they'll be focusing on and talking about. And then, of course, we have all of our shows, our podcast shows, everything is up for the month of June, and that includes Nature Mystic and Nature Spirituality. Those are Selena's shows, Lunatic Mondays,
Veganos
del Mundo,
Circle on Sundays.
We have Circle Talk as well.
Saturdays, yeah. Circle Talk on Tuesdays. Yep.
And then the third, and this is still our newer show, Blue Marble. It's all climate justice, climate reality related topics. And the next show about that, if you don't know much about climate change, but we're afraid to ask, that is the show to listen to. And that's coming up the third Friday in June. And Reverend Charlotte and her husband, Reverend Andrew Baer, are going to talk about everything you wanted to know about climate change, but we're afraid to ask. What it is, what it's not,
yep,
what's causing it, and things that are hopeful for the future, believe it or not. I think that's all we've got for this evening. And 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have a talk. We're going to be talking about crystals of the summer solstice. So these are going to be crystals associated with the summer solstice and those associated with fire and all the different things you can work with them and meditate with them and incorporate them into spell work and rituals.
Okay. And it's all on the Circle website. If you go to Our Work and then click on podcasts, you'll see all the topics.
Yep, for this month, and each one also has the direct link to Blog Talk Radio and that particular show and information on that evening. So, Dave, is there anything in particular you want to listen to tonight as we... And Kitty says it's time to go to...
Yeah, I need to go eat some food. Something moony.
Something moony.
Is that Ophelia?
Sure. She does have A show. Let me scroll down here. Let's see. Me and the Moon Tonight?
Yeah, that's it.
All righty. So, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Many blessings.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. In the cold, it's just me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight. And I'll find my way before daylight. Just me and the moon tonight. Gonna go like this? Am I gonna have to drop down, drag it out with my thoughts?
Oh,
is it really gonna end this way? Me tangled in the web of all that I saw. And I'd really love to cut the wires, but I'm here without a blade. I've been paralyzed with my eyes on fire as I face the choice I made in the snow. Earnest rain. It's just me.
Yeah.
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.